Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. Let's open up our Bibles to the book of Colossians chapter 1. Today's reading will start in verse 24 and ending the chapter in verse 29. The reading will continue into chapter 2 starting with verse 1 and ending in verse 5. In this devotional series, we will be going over the four letters that Paul wrote while he was under house arrest by the Romans, which is talked about in the book of Acts chapter 28 verses 16 through 31 from our last devotional series. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the Holy Text you prefer. Now, starting in chapter 1 verse 24, I am glad when I suffer for you in my body, for I am participating in the sufferings of Christ that continue for his body, the church. God has given me the responsibility of serving His church by proclaiming His entire message to you. This message was kept secret for centuries and generations past, but now it has been revealed to God's people. For God wanted them to know that the riches and glory of Christ are for you Gentiles too. And this is the secret: Christ lives in you. This gives you assurance of sharing His glory. So we tell others about Christ, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all the wisdom God has given us. We want to present them to God, perfect in their relationship to Christ. That's why I work and struggle so hard, depending on Christ's mighty power that works within me. Now continuing the reading in chapter 2 verse 1, I want you to know how much I have agonized for you and for the church at Laodicea, and for many other believers who have never met me personally. I want them to be encouraged and knit together by strong ties of love. I want them to have complete confidence that they understand God's mysterious plan, which is Christ Himself. In Him lie hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I am telling you this so no one will deceive you with well-crafted argument. For though I am far away from you, my heart is with you. And I rejoice that you are living as you should and that your faith in Christ is strong. Once again, that was Colossians chapter 1 verses 24 through 29 and chapter 2 verses 1 through 5 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth. Our job is to serve Christ and share His hope wherever we are. Paul worked hard to tell others about Christ. He struggled tirelessly to help people know the mystery that Christ can live inside of them. Paul was dependent on the power of Christ so that people would understand God's plan and live in His love. He warned people of false teaching that would rob them of the joy that only Christ can give. Christ is working to grow each person closer to God. Following Jesus means that we work with Him. This is part of our calling. This happens in ministry, of course, but it also happens at work, at home, and with friends and family. Serving Jesus doesn't just happen at church. It can happen everywhere. Every day we have opportunities to live out our calling with Christ. He has filled us with His love and power to share His hope, which people so desperately need. It starts by each day focusing on our calling, to be closer to Christ and to help others be closer to Him as well. No matter where we are, we can serve in this way. Live out your calling today. Here are some things to ponder during your prayer time and to meditate on for the rest of the day. Our job is to serve Christ and share His hope wherever we are. How are you doing at your job? How can you live out your calling today? We're grateful you joined us for Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. Tune in every Monday through Friday for more encouraging insights and discussions about the sacred writings of God. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.